Hello, Internet friend. I'm David Ravel, and this is ValueSide for Tuesday, January 31. For all of our articles and podcasts, visit ValueSide.com. Well, today, Ukraine and the urban battlefield. Well, here in America, there seems to be a growing view that Russia's military is weak and ineffective. Based on current fighting in Ukraine, and supported by the American media, large portions of Americans seem to view the Russian army as, frankly, easy to defeat. The thinking is that Russia is making slow progress in gaining new territory. After initial gains in the southeastern portion of Ukraine, Russia, to the American eye, appears to be bogged down, with further progress slowing. A notable exception has been the recent success in capturing the strategic city of Soledar. This thinking, however, is dangerous. In making this assessment, my fellow Americans are overlooking the critical role that the battlefield makes in any war. Modern, unrestricted warfare occurs in many different locations, representing different terrains and presenting different challenges. For Americans, there has grown an almost mythic belief in an antiseptic war, a war fought with little loss of life, at least on our part, and one which resolves quickly, of course with our side winning. Perhaps the best example of this kind of warfare was the 1999 bombing campaign in Kosovo. This was a campaign conducted by NATO, but in reality, represented mainly the efforts of the Americans. Its stated aim was to prevent ethnic cleansing of the Albanian minority by the Serbs, although this assertion was questionable. Then-President Bill Clinton ruled out the use of any American ground troops, so the campaign consisted entirely of the use of U.S. bombing raids flown at high altitude to avoid any anti-aircraft, and the result was that few, if any, Americans were placed at risk. Now, the other war that may be on American minds currently was the four-month campaign that decimated the Iraqi army. We well remember the shock and awe campaign in which American tanks overwhelmed the enemy in a marvel of force and distance covered. It was the late 20th century version of the German Blitzkrieg. Although the Americans did suffer losses, the speed and decisive nature of the battle assured those back home that wars can be won quickly. And thus the myth of the antiseptic war grew. Americans saw that there were certain types of air wars that could be fought with little or no risk of life, although whether they could achieve their objective was still left an open question. And Americans saw that there were certain kinds of conventional warfare, warfare involving battle tanks, air support, and high-tech instrumentation that could overwhelm an enemy, even an enemy with one of the most significant armies in the world, Iraq. But while we saw the highlights of the Kosovo and Iraqi wars, the American battlefield victories may have missed the follow-ups. While Kosovo was virtually riskless, it made little progress. And while the Iraqi conventional warfare was concluded in just 4 months, it took 8 long years for America to finally disengage from that conflict. While we call the entire time that American soldiers were in field the Iraqi War, and that's entirely appropriate, as Americans as well as Iraqis were dying throughout the duration of those 8 years, the reality is that there were two stages of the war, and they were as different as night and day. The first saw the massive open field bank battles, the largest such battles since World War II. But the second stage of the Iraqi War consisted almost entirely of urban warfare, an often chaotic conflict where the enemy is often disguised and the objectives obscure. Americans were familiar with urban warfare, having encountered these types of conflicts most recently in Vietnam. In the most notorious of the Vietnam battles was the battle for the city of Hue. The battle for Hue cost over 200 American soldiers their life, and in the end was not victorious for the Americans. Now, 36 years after Hue, the Americans found themselves in the same sort of conflict in Fallujah, another bloody battle for the Americans, this time costing nearly 100 dead and a loss for the United States. Hue and Fallujah are as far removed from a vision of an antiseptic war as is possible. These are bloody, brutal battles where one side may declare victory, but neither side wins. Urban war is primeval and mainly inconclusive. For Americans, urban warfare has always been costly, especially in terms of casualties, and Americans have often been victorious, although always at a tremendous cost. No one emerges from these kinds of conflicts unbloodied. Yet today, there are many in this country who think that the Russians should somehow sail through their urban battles in Ukraine. What the Russians are fighting today is just like the Americans fought in the Iraqi War Part II. Let's not think that Russia's capability in urban warfare is any reflection of their capability on other battlefields. Even if you assume that Russia is bogged down in the Ukrainian towns and cities, an assumption that I don't share, remember, the American performance in Fallujah did not reflect the performance of the sweeping American tank battles just a couple of years before. And that's Value Side for Tuesday, January 31. For all of our articles and podcasts, visit ValueSide.com. I'm David Revelle. ValueSide is independently written and researched. The views expressed are strictly my own.